The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
But first, it's time for our continuing segment, At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis. Andy Bales joins us from Union Rescue Mission. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
The group seeking to recall L.A. Mayor Garcetti over the state of the homelessness had its second effort certified to gather the signatures needed to oust him. It's the committee to recall Mayor Eric Garcetti. Supporters must collect 315,724 signatures of registered city voters in favor of the recall by February 6th, according to the city clerk's office. They say that the group that's organizing it is confident that their group will collect the necessary signatures. Garcetti, of course, will need to step down as mayor at the end of 2022 anyway because of term limits. Any thoughts? I know the issue of homelessness, some people have started to point fingers here.
Yeah, lots of pointing fingers, lots of anger, just over-the-top anger about the conditions of our streets. I saw a Metro video where a man was asking a man to move away from sleeping in front of the Metro door so that he could go in and out of the train, and the guy told him he was going to put his boot you-know-where and go take a taxi. And, I mean, that's the kind of place we're at. But I will tell you that I was with an advisor of the mayor last week, and I told him that I believe if the mayor would fully disclose the steps that he's taking, that he would push back on some of the criticism, because our mayor has actually followed suit with the Sprung Structures, and he has plans. He's put up several, but he has plans for 29 and eventually 88. And I learned for the first time, if the county would come forward with the operating money, the mayor would put up 88 of these Sprung Structures and get perhaps 17 to 20,000 people off the streets immediately. And if the mayor would fully disclose that to area business people and ask for help and treat it with the kind of urgency that is needed, like putting them up before the rains come, I think he would dispel a lot of the criticism. But he's afraid of the housing first, harm reduction model crowd.
So it's not easy to speak up because there's a group out there that if you say, okay, we're going to do these Sprung Structures, we've got the money, we can get them off the streets, you're then attacking the other people who what?
You are going to get attacked by the housing first harm reduction model. Okay. Those are the units that are 600,000 to 700,000 per unit.
With the granite countertops.
Right, with the granite countertops. And they actually, it appears that they are paying people to attack not only me, but others who are pushing for shelter. So paid social media people will begin to attack you in every way. People on the streets will make false accusations against you. And so not only does the mayor face that, but he also faces the not in my backyard neighbors who will also take you to court and right, attack. But I think you got to lead with courage.
Yeah.
And you just got to go. You have to go for it, right?
Because the second they want to do the tents, then the people in the backyard said, well, not in my neighborhood. I thought the governor did something to try to lessen some of the environmental reviews. So there's something going on there.
There's a lot going on, and there have been restrictions removed. But I think it's fear itself. You have to be a courageous leader. And I offered to invite in billionaire and millionaire friends to help meet with the mayor and work with him and encourage him, remove the fear and allow him to step up and lead like he needs to. Because I know the people who are going to sue to recall the mayor, and they mean business. And, you know, everybody's frustrated because we are not treating this like the FEMA, like Red Cross, like national disaster that it is. And I've got to tell you, Larry, I'm also disappointed in Washington, D.C., because they fully understand the situation we're in. And I know, you know, our local officials didn't welcome them and didn't invite them to help. But they've seen it, and they know the disaster that it is. And they also, in my opinion, and I humbly say this, but they aren't moving quickly enough.
Yeah, they were out here. You talked to them. You met them. Speaking of billionaires, because you mentioned billionaires, there's this story. Apple Housing Investment. I want you to listen to this. Turns out, I don't think it's here in Southern California. I think it's in Northern California. But Apple is pledging $2.5 billion to help address the housing crisis in California. Here's that story.
The plan includes a $1 billion investment fund for affordable housing and $1 billion to help first-time buyers. Apple says that land it owns in San Jose worth $300 million will be used for new affordable housing. In a statement on the company's website, CEO Tim Cook says, affordable housing means stability and dignity, opportunity and pride. When these things fall out of reach for too many, we know the course we are on is unsustainable, and Apple is committed to being part of the solution.
Well, it's. I guess they had some land up there. And
great.
So they have this land. They're going to use it. They're going to put money behind it. Do we have any billionaires that we know out here that maybe have some extra land sitting around? We could do the same thing. I mean, they like to – don't corporations like to do nice things?
I'm certain that we do, and I'm certain that we should. And that's why I encourage the mayor's advisor that we should call together some billionaires and millionaires, sit down at the table and say – what can we all do immediately to address this situation? I was just discussing this Apple deal with a board member today, and I was thinking that like Google and others, they might just be providing housing to their own people, but this sounds more broad,
yeah,
although
they mentioned,
I don't know if it
things
focuses.
About teachers, yeah. Firefighters, the whole concept that they can't afford to live in the communities they serve.
Yeah.
And we have the same thing here in Southern California.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But your constituency is not those who are able to provide housing and drive an hour and a half, but to those who have nothing. It's kind of sad that we have to kind of separate people like that.
It is, but even our own staff, my biggest fear for the future is how do we pay staff enough that they don't have to drive 3 hours into work? If we don't have staff, how can we address and help people who are struggling with homelessness? So both issues are huge at Union Rescue Mission.
Yeah. You're coming up to the Thanksgiving season. Mm-hmm. I want to take a little time and talk about that because it is a time of year that, you know, where families like to be together. We all kind of picture that perfect family where there's a fire in the fireplace and the relatives show up and there's a turkey there with the stuffing and all that. But that's not the reality for people on the streets. But you folks do something to try to make it closer to that.
I love your description, Larry, because that's exactly what we shoot for. We shoot for Aunt Dina's house or Grandma's house, and we open up our mission to be that replacement for Grandma's house where everybody gathers and we have all the good food with all the trimmings and the dessert and even have a dessert bar in a whole separate room, every kind of dessert you can imagine. We want to make it the most welcoming place we can and invite people in. You know, it was during a rainstorm one time in the middle of our outdoor celebration of Thanksgiving where it hit me like, why are we celebrating outdoors? These folks are outdoors all the time. We should be inviting them into what would be like Grandma's house. So we've made that switch over 10 years ago. Where we invite everybody into our house for Thanksgiving and make it pleasant.
So how do you do that? How do you, first off, by the numbers, number of turkeys?
500 turkeys deep fried now, since we don't take weeks to bake them and then freeze them. We just deep fry them overnight, beginning early Friday morning until Saturday. And then we have our Thanksgiving event on Saturday before Thanksgiving so that our own staff can be home with their family on Thanksgiving Day, although we do repeat Thanksgiving Day with all the trimmings on Thanksgiving Day. Our big celebration is that Saturday before, and we have about 300 volunteers coming in.
And how many people do you think you'll be feeding this year?
It has ranged from 2,500 to 4,500, so we'll be ready for 4,500.
And you're not the only mission that does this.
No, we're the only one that does it on Saturday, and that's the other deal. We split it up. So I think we do it on Saturday. I think L.A. Mission does it on Wednesday. Midnight Mission does it on Thursday. So it's really Thanksgiving
season
all week long,
yeah,
right?
And folks can just show up?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's hungry can show up. We line up our volunteers ahead of time so that everybody has a particular duty. But let me say, if you have missed out or you go to our website and you can't serve on Saturday, just call about coming in on Thanksgiving Day or call about coming every day because we feed over 3,000 meals every day.
And you never know who you're going to see. At some of these missions, you'll see some celebrities show up and serve.
Yeah, I won't forget that Marcus Allen, a great football star, showed up one Thanksgiving Day unannounced and called my dad to encourage him, and my dad was surprised. And then came back on Christmas Day and sang Christmas carols with all of our guests. So you never know who's going to show up. A.C. Green just spoke at our men's graduation yesterday.
It is a very powerful time of year, the holidays, to get to people's hearts, to change them, to bring them in who've been from the outdoors. There are some people who come to this meal who maybe have been living on the streets.
Absolutely.
But now may be able to get a bed.
Yeah, they will come in, they'll eat dinner with a volunteer or somebody who encourages them, and then that day they'll decide to make a change. They see light at the end of the tunnel and they're willing to give life another try. That's why we do what we do.
So how do you fund all this? Do you need help in this Thanksgiving investment? Because 500 turkeys and all the work and fixings and desserts to go with that, it ain't free.
No, it's not free, and we spend about $2.54 every meal, and we often ask. You may have gotten a letter from me asking you to help participate in our Thanksgiving season. It's over 160,000 meals during that time of year, and you can go to urm.org and make a gift of any amount. Any amount is not too small or too big. It takes all of us working together to make it possible to feed so many.
A busy time of year for you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you. Andy Bales is with us, our series at the heart of the homeless crisis.